There's a lot of interesting discussion in terms of the background to the beginning of this week's parsha. So it tells us that Akash Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha, that he should go and travel to Eretz Yisrael. And many of the Mefarshim are bothered by a question. The Ramban asks it most famously, which we referenced, I think, some of us last week in Ashir, which is why exactly Akash Baruch Hu chose Avraham. When it comes to Noach, we know why. Noach, we're told, Noach is a tzaddik, Noach's matzachin be'inei Hashem. When it comes to Avraham, we're not really told, what did Avraham do that made him worthy of Lech Lecha? So there is a very fascinating discussion based on this question that we're going to speak about tonight. The Ramban points out that there is a Medrash, and the Medrash gives us some of the background. Rashi quotes in his Perush Al Torah, in the end of Parshas Noach, that Avraham comes from Or Kasdim. Why is Or Kasdim called Or Kasdim? So again, a very, very famous Medrash, that Terach brought Avraham in front of Nimrod. Avram was coming along, he was professing certain monotheistic beliefs. Avram is telling everyone there's only one God. Avram, the Rambam describes in Mor Nevuchim, grew up amongst a people that worship the stars and the sun. And Avram is challenging all of that. And Avram presents a certain kind of threat. Take him in, throw him in the Kivshan HaEish, and Avram emerges all safe and sound. Many of us know that Avram's brother, Haran, comes in. Haran says, well, if Avram's saved, I'll also go in. Haran ends up dying as a result of that. And in a certain sense, then the Medrash of the Kivshan HaEish, it's just a well-known Medrash that for certain people, it almost like becomes Ki'ilu it's in Chumash. There are people who would almost think that that's found in Chumash itself. And that's the Medrash of the Ramban. And the Ramban says that on some level provides some of the background necessary or costume. The Torah is telling us Avram is someone very, very special. Avram is someone that came to an understanding that there is Ribono Sha'olam. And that's part of the background of Avram Avinu. That's part of the reason why he was chosen. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, in Perek Aleph, gives us a little bit of a history of Avram Avinu. And the Rambam there also writes that when Avram was younger, the Rambam describes how Machlokes Rambam and the Ravid was Avram 3 years old or 40 years old when he came to this recognition. But the Rambam writes that Avram also, Nasa Lones, a certain miracle happened when he was younger about this. And this all provides in many ways the background for why Hashem chose Avram Avinu, for what exactly is going on. Avram really, in many ways, did distinguish himself. There are many other answers to this question, but I want to speak for a little bit about Etzem, just this Medrash itself. How simple is it that Avram was for sure in a Kivshan HaEish? Many of us know that there are Midrashim, there's the world of Agadata, in which it's very clear certain things may be stories that did not actually happen, and many Midrashim, we assume, may very much have happened, and which one's which, and what's implicit in Chumash and what's not, and the way that different Mefarshim relate to this Medrash is undoubtedly a little bit intriguing. Or Kasdim. So Rashi himself points out there are two interpretations as to what that means. One of them is this Medrash, that the place was called Or Kasdim, the fire of Kasdim, as a reference to, referring to, the fact that Avram survived the fire there. And many locations are often referred to as a result of miracles or significant events that took place there. But Rashi also points out that there are some in the world of Pshat that interpret Or Kasdim not as being the light of Kasdim, but rather the valley, or it is a way of saying valley. The Ibn Ezra himself, in his Perush Al HaTorah, the Ibn Ezra seems to be in much more into this Mahalach. Don't start talking to me about Kivshan HaEish, says the Ibn Ezra. It's a way the Chumash is not saying that at all. If this crazy miracle happened to Avraham Avinu, it probably should have been in Chumash instead of giving it through a Remez, in a Medrash, through a Pasuk. It should have been explicit in Chumash. Rather, says the Ibn Ezra, the simple Pshat of the Pasuk gets the name of a place, Or Kasdim. There was a certain valley, and that's where Avram on some level is from, that we had certain experiences, and that's all that Chumash is really saying. The Ibn Ezra does say, but the Maisa, there's a Medrash that says that it is that Avram went through Kishon Eish. It says the Ibn Ezra, Im Kabbalah hi nekabel. If there is a Kabbalah, I guess we'll accept it. I think some of the academics point out that the Ibn Ezra may have been hinting to the inverse of that also, which is Vim lo Kabbalah hi, like lo nekabel. And you know what? And if it's not, like, we're very comfortable not embracing this kind of an idea. Certainly in Chumash, it's not clear it was there. And some of the way the Ramban even refers to this question, if it really did happen, so why wouldn't it be in Chumash itself? If it's so miraculous and so incredible, so how come it really wouldn't be there? And that's the Ibn Ezra and the approach of some of the Mefarshi HaPshat. We're not referencing Kivshan HaEish at all. The Ramban in his Perush Al HaTorah is a big defender that it is clear that there was some sort of a miracle that took place. And the Ramban argues that's true even in terms of the world of Pshat. Even in Pshat, I think it's true, says the Ramban, that Avram actually had some sort of miracle done to him. Kishon Ha'esh, certainly a very, very likely possibility. Why, says the Ramban? I'll give you some textual evidence. Number one, the question we opened up with. It is so odd for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to command Avram, Lech Lecha, without having any background into who Avram was, without there being any reason why Hashem chose Avram. The Maharal Netzach Yisrael has a theory, Dafka, why there is no reason. But the Ramban says, why would it do that? It must be, it's hinted to in the Pasuk. Okay, so how come the Torah wouldn't say so explicitly? How come the Torah wouldn't be as mefurash that this miracle happened? So the Ramban says something interesting. There are a couple of different lines of the Ramban. I'll share with you one of the ways that the Ramban seems to say it, and one of the ways that at least some of the Mefarshim on the Ramban explain it. The Torah did not want to go into this whole discussion with Avram and the Kivshon Ha'esh. The Torah did not want to go into it for a very simple reason. Number one, it may have necessitated on some level discussion of all those who were Ovid Avodah Zarah, and the Torah may not have wanted to go into it. It's also not so clear in that story that Avram was the clear winner and that all recognized that. Avram survived the Kivshon Ha'esh, but unlike in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, when the Chartumim and Moshe and Aaron are going back and forth, and the Chartumim eventually admit Etzba Elokim Hi, they eventually admit it must be God. That's not so true when it comes to Avraham and in this episode with Nimrod, for a couple of reasons. Number one, Rav Gedalia Shor emphasizes in Rav Gedalia, because Haran was dafka killed as a result. So definitely some questions what was really going on here. And it was a time when people believed in machshefa and sorcery and magic. And there were people that thought that Avram was able to do it because he knew certain tricks and magic. In fact, the Medrash says, only in Parshas Lech Lecha, when the Melech Sedom, the Medrash, Rashi quotes it, when Melech Sedom survived a similar miracle, did people then lemafreya believe in Avram. Says the Ramban, it's not so clear that we would want to include a story in Chumash where it's not like everyone's declaring and everyone is moda. Here comes Avram. Avram's the real winner. It's pashut that Ribbono Shel Olam protected him because there was the opposition of Avram was still trying to justify it. We obviously know nowadays that there really is a real miracle there, and Avram did survive the Kishon Ha'esh because of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But it wasn't so clear. It was not so clear then at all. Let me chaz what we said so far, just so we can make a couple of additional and very important points. Avram the Kivshon Ha'esh. The Ibn Ezra points out, some of the Mefarshi Apshat point out, it's not explicit in Chumash at all. If there's such a Mesorah, I guess there's a Mesorah, but it's not explicit in the Pshat at all that Avram was ever in a Kivshon Ha'esh, but it is a Medrash. For many, the Ramban sort of leading the charge, the Rabbeinu B'chai talks about it also, this is a Medrash which is, it really fits with the world of Pshat. It's a Medrash which explains why it's not, why Avram was chosen. It wasn't explicitly in Chumash, because we didn't want to include the story in Chumash, because we didn't want to include a story at this stage, which it wasn't going to be so clear that everyone agreed, that even the opponent said, you're right, there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ramban points out some other textual evidence. The Pasuk in Parshat Lech Lecha says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking about Avraham Avinu, so the Pasuk says, if I can find it very quickly, I will. If I can't, I will not. The Pasuk says, in Bereishis, Tesvav Zayin, because Baruch Hu says, Ani Hashem asher hotzeisicha me'or kastim. Ani Hashem asher hotzeisicha me'or kastim. Says the Ramban, that sounds a lot like Anochi Hashem elokecha asher hotzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. The parallel, we don't want to explain the whole story, but there's something about, just like Klal Yisrael was taken out, Anochi Hashem asher hotzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim, because Baruch Hu took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim, created a certain kind of miracle removing us from servitude, a miraculous shift. So too, Ani Hashem Aser Tzitzicha Me'or Kastim, Ribbono Shel Olam, says the Ramban, it's hinting, the same word Hotzeisicha implies, it was somewhat miraculous, that Avraham Avinu was also taken out of Or Kastim through some sort of a miracle. The Ramban also says, I'll even give you more evidence some miracle took place, and that's the following. The Ramban writes in Mor Nevuchim, that even the Umos HaOlam, even the non-Jews recording their stories, they also have a story of a miraculous story of Avraham Avinu getting saved in a similar way. Not through Kivshon Ha'esh, but they write that Avram was put into prison because he was professing his monotheistic beliefs. Avram is there and saying there's only one Ribbono Shel Olam, and the king puts him in prison. And Avram's in prison, and he's still in prison, trying to convince people that there's one Ribbono Shel Olam, trying to convince people that there's really one Hashem. And the king is so threatened, the king decides, you know what, I can't handle this, and I'm going to throw Avram, I'm going to banish him from our entire country. Says the Ramban, it's pretty clear that there really is some sort of a miracle taking place with Avram Avinu. There really is some sort of a miracle. It's the remez of or kastim, not wanting to write it explicitly, giving us the background for why Hashem chose Avram Avinu. There's a lot of evidence why the Ribono Shel Olam would really want to do this on some level. We do not have a lot of time, and this is a much longer discussion. I'll just point out as follows. There is a, Gedalia Shor points out in Or Gedaliah, that the same way that the Anokhi Hashem Asher Tzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, where Kadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, it was a new Mitzias. It was a new reality. They were one group, now they're part of Klal Yisrael. It's a totally new reality. Says the Or Gedaliah, it's the same thing is really true with Avram Avinu here. Avram was a Ben Noach. Avram was a special person, but in many ways he was regular. Am Nashem, which took you out of Or Kastim, that was an attempt at taking Avram Avinu and making him into a Birya Chadasha, making Avram into someone that's a new Mitzias. Parshat Lech Lecha, Avram is a new person. In many ways, Fasemis writes, the history of Avram Avinu, we don't have that much of the history of Avram Avinu, because the story is starting, in many ways, right here. Kishon Eish, a very powerful medrash, even Ibn Ezra, who does not like in Pesach Chumash, in one of his piyutim, on Yom Kippur, does speak about the Kishon Eish, a very powerful medrash in our history, and one that, again, gives us some good insight and background into who Avram Avinu was, and why exactly the Ribono Shel Olam chose Avram Avinu. Have a wonderful night.